Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 18. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Grief had brought her to the tomb. Mary Magdalene stood outside weeping. The one who had changed her life was gone. Jesus Christ, who had freed her from darkness and given her hope, had been crucified. Now even his body seemed to be missing. It felt like one more loss, one more sorrow, one more reason to despair. Then Jesus spoke her name, Mary. In that moment, everything changed. The one she thought was dead was alive. The one she thought was lost was standing right in front of her. Death had not won. The grave had not kept him. Jesus lived. Her sorrow turned to joy. Her despair turned to hope. And she went to tell the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." This is the heart of the Christian faith, not a philosophy, not wishful thinking, a living Savior. Mary was not sharing a rumor. She was announcing a reality. Jesus had risen from the dead, just as he promised. His sacrifice for sin had been accepted. His victory over death was complete. This means everything for you. It means your sins are forgiven. Jesus did not remain in the grave because his work was finished. The payment was complete. God accepted his sacrifice in full. It means death is not the end. Because Jesus lives, those who trust in him will live also. The grave is no longer a place of defeat, but a doorway to eternal life. It means Jesus knows you personally. Just as he called Mary by name, he knows you. He sees your struggles, fears, and sorrows, and he comes to you through his word with comfort and peace. Mary's message is still the message the world needs to hear. "I have seen the Lord." In the words of the Bible, you see him too. You see his love, his victory, and his promises. And because he lives, you have forgiveness, hope, and life, now and forever. Risen Lord, thank you for revealing yourself as the living Savior. Strengthen my faith through your word and remind me that you know me and love me. Help me live each day in the joy and confidence of your resurrection. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.